Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
All right, Roxy, what are we here for?
Well, Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another Jersey Shore After Buzz episode, season 6, episode 9. Let's make it unofficial.
Let's make it unofficial.
But before we do anything else, this is our host, Kevin K. Wow Undercover.
Hello, everyone.
K. Wow.
Thank you for allowing me to come back here.
Finally.
No, we had, like the original team, we're back together. We're at full power.
Did we kick you out? Is that what happened?
No.
Is that the story we're going with?
Yeah, let's go with that. Too busy for
I took
us.
Myself out. No, I took myself out. I know I'm the most unpopular one on this show.
Oh,
but I'm okay
whatever.
With that. I'm okay with that. Because I'm like situation.
Yo,
I'm like
the situation. Hate is gonna here. Hate.
And I'm here with Jessica Kingpin.
Kingpin?
King. What up? Kingpin. From Dish Nation.
Holler.
And across the table, so we have Roxy Rookie Stryer. Thank you, Roxy, for the opening, because you know I can never do it.
I got you. Except last time you were here, you know,
I
you're out
did
of
it,
practice.
Because I'm
sober.
No, because when I'm sober, I can do it.
Are you drunk?
No, tonight I
no,
actually
he
sober.
Can do it only because he's sober
I'm angry.
Today.
Wow.
I'm angry because...
Whoa. Every week we say, let's
I'm thinking,
change
no,
that.
I think I'm situation, and I think... and my
Paula?
And our fourth person is... No, I don't know you, Paula. I think you're more snooky.
That's fine.
My matzo ball
like
across
more.
Table. Well, Gabby?
It's Sassy Gabby over here.
Sassy
no,
Gabby.
She can't be snooky because I'm rookie, you know?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She is. So she's Paula.
Oh, thanks.
So she's Paula. I got to shut my phone off.
Even though everybody keeps saying that I look like Sammy. Don't
no.
we keep getting that?
Than Sammy. Yes, but you're prettier than Sam.
Thank
you. Thank you.
But anyway, yeah, no, Gabby just thought it was just fun to just up and quit her job. And
I didn't quit yet.
For another job that might go for like a month and a half and then no
I
job.
I didn't quit yet, A.
Oh,
B, I want to go freelance because I want to work on numerous projects and I want to move up in this world.
But why is
Kevin.
It? Okay, that's all well and good, but Roxy, every project Roxy has brings to me. Jessica, every like career
Kevin,
move brings
MIA,
to me.
Kevin, you're MIA.
I'm
busy.
Not MIA.
Okay. Break it up. We will talk about this afterwards in the Jersey Shore After Hours.
Jersey Shore,
we should
okay.
have Amy Paffrath so, host an After Hours of the After Buzz
of us,
Jersey
yeah,
Shore.
For our discussion
yeah.
about
oh
our
Oh my
like,
God,
lives.
Like the reunion show and we all yeah. argue about
It's our reunion at like
but
the
wait,
end of the
here's
season.
What the fans will enjoy is that there are like secret episode that you guys taped without me that never aired where you guys the matzo balls talked about their sex life explicitly and then afterwards you got cold feet Gabby and we're like do not air that
that's because you said something to Phil and Phil came to me that's why
oh I said something that it was a bad idea
yeah
I
and
I,
then Phil came to me and then I was like
for
yeah
you,
I don't
for
want
you guys
exactly that's why I was like I don't want to do this like you think it's a bad idea I took your advice and then it really affected
wow.
me because I'm like shoot it's on the internet it's gonna be around forever like I don't know if I want this I'm
honey glad. Badger don't care
yeah honey badger don't care it's the honey badger
what
honey badger don't care anyway okay so I actually tonight's episode I liked it I was into it
was one of the better ones
I think also offsetting with the hurricane stuff was compelling, was interesting, sad.
What I noticed was that we didn't want to fast forward through commercials, which is good. That's what they're supposed to be doing, because we were seeing all this hurricane and the
Sandy relief. Telephone, they're doing whatever. Restore yeah. the Shore.
Sway was holding it down. We had the Judices. What are they?
Judices.
The Judices from...
Judices.
What are they? The ones from Jersey
Housewives. Housewives. Of New Jersey.
Your
they
favorite.
They're in the background answering phones. And then you saw some other people.
Yeah, we
you
had
knew.
Devin, who actually on the challenge last night, we were talking to Devin. She was our phone caller, and she's amazing. And she was in the background. And we saw Roger back there.
Roger.
DM was back there, also from a previous challenge. So.
And Amy Paffrath was there, who was on our show a couple weeks ago.
Was she answering phones too?
I didn't see her on the phones, but
I saw her Instagram a picture.
Yeah, she's been doing some stuff with Sway all day. And.
Paulie looked tired in the live shot. He looked tired.
How bad was Sammy and Ronnie's read?
I mean, they tried.
Always is.
They just tried so hard.
That's not their thing. I mean, it's hard enough for any of them to be personalities in that kind of personality. I've always said, look, I'm going back to Snooki's commercials, that she's the best at it.
And yeah,
I thought
Snooki
she was great
is
tonight.
The best at it.
A lot of them are rough. Situation MIA. I mean, is he still, you guys, is he still, unless he shows up on it later, which we didn't see the later feed, but I wonder, is situation still in that place where he's still trying to be too cool for school? Like, that almost makes, like, I know a lot of stars do that because it makes them more
attractive. Don't
show attractive.
Up, but it's his own network. I don't think that's what it but is.
And he kind of needs that publicity right now.
Well, you would think, but then, so why isn't he there?
Maybe he's in rehab again.
I don't know. With him, I always say with him, he overthinks everything.
I mean, where is he? Like, I haven't heard any press on him lately.
Yeah.
What's going on? He is MIA.
I mean, Snooki this week said that she was depressed doing the Jersey Shore this season because she couldn't partake in the reindeer games. She couldn't have fun with everybody. And if you remember last season, every week her publicist dropped another, I'm a lesbian. It was like every week they dropped a bomb. Like, they're very good at that. So it's like, okay, you're bored. We get it. And I would see why you'd be bored. I don't know why that's so newsworthy, but that is how hot she remains.
Yeah, you're right. Because I was thinking, how is this a story right now?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But yet, because it's Snooki.
Yeah.
It is. So I don't know why he wasn't there, but it was when we ended the episode, we saw some of the opening of the restore the shore, and the footage was devastating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like you said, when we were watching, I mean, best meaning worst, but some of the best footage we've seen. Honestly, I'm watching all these other huge networks, CNN, whoever's covering
major
it,
news major outlets,
and we're not seeing footage like I just saw tonight.
How disgraceful is it that we have more news outlets than we've ever had historically, between online, between 500 channels on cable, whatever. And that's exactly what I thought of. Like, where was this?
Right.
Where was this?
MTV has the best footage.
The clarity, the angle, overall scope. I mean, I didn't see this on any other network.
No, it really showed the devastation. To me, I could see, like, lots of rain, you know, when it first, the first few hours of the storm. And then I still hear from Maria because she was there. And Maria was, because she had no crew that could get up to as far as she got on Staten Island, she shot a lot of her footage, which aired on Extra, on her iPhone. But it was kind of disappointing because there wasn't a lot of light to really see. But she's always talking about the devastation. And I hear her and I believe her, but I didn't really see it until tonight.
I think part of the problem is, I think a lot of these people are so into getting the individual stories, which are huge to making us feel connected and sympathetic, but we haven't even seen the overall big picture. We haven't seen the landscape. So when you go into these individual people and these individual situations in their houses, we don't actually know what's going on outside. We're just seeing what they're like trapped inside. So we can connect to the people, but we don't really know what's going on.
And I wonder, it's like, really, if any of these news teams, I mean, hate to say it, but pussied out. That's what I think. They pussied out. They weren't there to get that. Weren't they there to get that footage?
My opinion is that when the story is hot, it's hot. And they got like the overhead views and stuff when it was happening.
But I didn't see overhead views like that.
No, well, they did in Staten Island. They showed overhead views. But it was, you know, it's on a smaller screen. Like, they're not as, I mean, they obviously really put time into the shooting that. But I think that once something has happened as devastating as that, they cover it for like the week, week and a half it goes on for. And then after, it's like everyone forgets about
it. But even in the moment.
News outlets are always trying to find like, what's the breaking news? What's the new thing that other people don't have? So it quickly went from Hurricane Sandy to power's out. This many people have no power.
So like the details, like light of this.
Yeah.
But I think, but again, I just blame. And I blame the producers
it's
and I blame the networks because.
Reporting.
But okay. I think somebody should have shown the alternative because this would have been far more compelling.
Even though it is kind of on topic, we got to get to the show, guys. I'm going to be a stickler tonight.
Okay, so, well, let's talk about
that
quickly.
Was a topic.
All right, listen, that was.
By the way.
It was a topic. Right?
It's so funny.
Yeah. It's on there.
So, anyway.
I should check the board. But, I suck. I'm
no,
sorry.
So we're,
okay, well.
We're okay. It is part of the show. We will watch the. We saw Vinny, we saw the opening part of Vinny hosting his portion or doing some of those reports, and he was kind of okay.
Eh.
No, really?
No,
you don't think
I
so?
Liked
you
guys, him because he was serious.
Right.
I thought he could be a news reporter because he was so serious.
He was asking the right questions, and he was being sensitive. Okay, Roxy, you're shaking your head. What?
I mean, I really like him, and I really want to think he's doing well, but I just don't believe him. It almost seems like he's holding back... It looks like a joke. I don't know. It just doesn't work for me.
Do you think he's just trying too hard to to reinvent, to have a next life?
Mm-hmm. I just want him to be him. I think that's why Snooki does a good job with these commercials, with these reads, because she's just her. You know, like, Vinny, I know who you are now because I've seen you. So I don't want you to put on a character.
Put on the glasses and be serious.
Right. Just talk about it like who you are, and then I'm going to believe it.
I don't know. Let's be honest. He lives in Staten Island where has one of the, like, it's most devastating over there and Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. And so he's lived through it. He helped out during the week. They were cleaning up and everything. I think he's being dead serious in that interview because it affected him. It's not like he's just like, oh, I shot on the Jersey Shore and now I'm going to interview this guy because he was affected.
I agree.
Like, I think it hits home.
I think it hits home for him, but I also think he had a lot of time to prepare for this. So he probably wrote out his questions, thought them through, figured out what he was going to talk about, but to do something like this every day, interviews, digging for the dirt, whatnot, I just can't take him seriously.
It's not that it doesn't hit home for him, and it's not that I don't think he thinks it's a serious matter. We've seen him act serious on reality TV, such as when he has his anxiety attacks and things like that, and that's a different persona than what I saw tonight. It's different for him to be serious Vinny than it is for him to put on a serious character. I wouldn't mind if we just saw the more serious side of Vinny, but for me, he was trying to be somebody else acting serious, if you get what I'm saying.
Well, what exactly, like, did you see in him? What did he say, or what was his body language showing you that made him seem different?
It's that tight face, like the I'm holding back, sucking my face in, kind of. It's hard to describe, but when you see somebody, you either believe what they're saying or you don't, and to me, I'm not believing him. I'm not buying it.
Roxy's one shrewd, shrewd cookie. So I take that to heart that you say that. And you know what? So should we say, you know, for our special segment, should we talk about the Vinny show? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to go into it now?
Well, we have it in news and gossip.
All right. So we'll get to it in news and gossip. Okay. Guys, when
to clear by me now.
Yeah. No, but I want to. Yeah, but no, but I want to hear more about it. No, you've always been on the money. We've learned our lesson to not dispute you because you called the situations drug use
problem.
3 seasons ago.
My claim to fame.
Like, so, the show expert.
That's it. I will never. So if you say it, then I believe it. But let's talk more about it because you know, he is launching a talk show and it's obviously that's going to have to come out. So
right.
iTunes, you guys, we don't get enough iTunes love. We get YouTube love. We get
Twitter love.
We need iTunes love, you
we
guys.
We get Instagram love now, too.
Now.
Yeah.
Because here's what's sad, you guys.
Myself.
Here's what's sad. Yeah. How many more episodes do we have?
Not very many more.
Mata Boss, now stop with the side talk. Share with the group.
Share with the class. I said we get Instagram love, but really it was her Instagramming love to me and
nice.
Me Instagramming love to her. So we were not really getting love. We can move on. But we were just
making it.
We had a
joke.
Balls of a moment, you know? Balls. Everybody can be in this one. Balls. Come on, guys.
No.
Come on, balls.
I do feel left out. And you know what? And then my bratty side's coming out. And I'm so glad I'm not drinking, or else I'd start getting into the gossip about what's going on in your life now, Roxy.
Is that a bad thing? Can we all hear? I want to know.
Both. Come on, guys.
I know. Wait, what the hell?
Change of subject.
Yep.
Anyway, so we can talk
about it. I so want to talk
good?
About it, Roxy. Am I allowed to or no?
Come on, Rox.
Yeah, I'm filming. Okay.
If you could talk about your sex life on iTunes, you can do this.
This is different, though. This is more.
I'm filming a potential pilot. It's a. It is a pilot, but we're not sure if it's.
Give me some applause, baby!
Woo! I've been so. Woo! It's a.
Yeah! Take a stand and bow.
Yeah!
Stand up and bow, Roxy.
You know what? Yeah, come on.
Not you, Gabby.
No, wait a second. No,
okay,
wait.
Now let's sit down. We'll talk about it later. But it's
Martin, is that Martin? Are you in
the? Wait, I want to hear the rest.
I will.
Okay, but I want. Wait a second, Martin. If Gabby goes over to her dance section, can you cover that?
Yeah, of course.
I do, because I want Gabby to dance when
what?
The news gets announced.
Oh, I have to dance and celebrate only because it's my matzo ball. Wait, can she dance with me?
I think you guys should dance together.
She should do it with me.
No, you have to dance for me.
No, yeah. Come on,
you're
Roxy.
Gonna. Here's what is gonna happen. Roxy's gonna announce what's going on,
okay.
And then you are going to dance out your appreciation and love.
This is only because she's a ball, and that's it.
Balls, baby.
Only because she's a ball. Okay. So I'm going to let you go over there and get set up.
So you can hear me.
No, I mean
music-wise.
So here's what's going on. I'm not sure about it, exactly what's going on, but this weekend and next weekend, we're filming a pilot for VH1. It's a reality show about people who were in Greek life, so in sororities at USC, and what they're doing after college and how they're trying to make it in the real world.
We're going to be way bigger than Stucky! I can't wait! I'm so excited!
We'll see if it gets picked up and if it airs, and if it does air, you guys better be effing watching because we're going to need the views.
Oh, no. The network's going to go nuts.
Yeah.
We're going to get so far behind this.
I mean,
I'm so excited, and I'm going to be the creepy old guy.
On, a few different people.
Yeah, so there's 8 of us girls, and there's 2 boys, and we all... It's kind of like a group of... Everybody else is from L.A. and blonde. I'm the brunette East Coast girl.
You're going to crush it.
Do you know
it.
Them so, already? Or?
I know a couple of them. Yeah. No, of them, but no.
Oh, you're going to be amazing.
They're like a group of friends, and I'm kind of a little outsider, so...
Oh, shut up. You're going to be the shining star.
We'll see. That's tomorrow night. I'm starting to film that. We're going out to a bar and I don't even, and then they're filming tailgates, so we'll see if
and I'm showing
you guys
up at the bar. I'm going to the bar.
I know, we're going to be like stalking.
I call my dad. I'm like, Dad, I'm going to get blacked out, make a fool of myself, fall over the place. He's like, I'll never be more proud of you.
It's just, awesome.
He's like, just make it awesome. On TV, baby girl. I'm like,
I'm so excited. Okay, so can we get some music on? You're going to hear it through my headphones.
It's the Jersey Shore theme song. Do something crazy. Do something crazy.
I love her dance.
Yeah.
Go, go, go. Go, yay. Come on, Gabby.
I feel like it should be like a laugh.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your name?
I'm Scott Blue. Nice. Oh, my God. What are you doing here? Oh, wonderful.
All the hair.
Really?
Like.
We have 2 dancers in studio. How exciting.
Amazing.
Suri, we have Suri, sit on the guest couch. Wow, so we just got a
baby girl.
So we have Suri Serrano from Dancing AfterBuzz Dancing with the Stars, and also she reports for AMC.com. So really, what brings you here?
Well, you guys were having a dance party. I had to join.
Because you're a dancer.
That's right.
And she knows I love dancer whores. We've talked about this how many times?
Oh, can you just move over a little so I can see your beautiful face?
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay.
Here we go.
So, wow. Thanks, Roxy. So we just got the great news that Roxy is going to be starring in a reality show. We're cautiously optimistic.
Optimistic.
Yeah.
Crack, so don't even
amazing.
Anyway.
Yeah, seriously. What kind of reality show? Can we talk about it? Or?
Yeah, no, it's a VH1 show, and it's about girls who graduated and were in Greek life. So it's
sorority girls who are graduated. Yeah, Roxy's going to steal the show, partying in
we'll
L.A.
See. Totally.
It's wow.
About working hard and playing hard at the same time and trying to balance it. So we'll see.
No, I love it. Yeah. Congrats. We'll
see. Are you all in the same sorority?
No, they were all Pi Phis.
And you're the only one that's not
and
in
I was
that
a theta.
Sorority. Wow.
I think there's a DG too. But anyway.
You're going to kill it.
She's not in the sisterhood, and they're all sisters.
Guys, Jersey Shore. Come on now.
Okay, okay. But that is Jersey Shore. It's dancing. It's being shallow. It's all those things. It's perfect. It's totally Jersey Shore.
Thanks,
anyway, but go to iTunes, you guys. Rate and comment on us if you have questions or whatever. And, listen, I know love us or hate us. This is we got three more shows, and
I know.
And we have a serious debate. Do we continue with Pauly D? Do we even touch Vinny's show, or do we just break it up? Do we go out on on the bottom?
I'm gonna cry.
You know what? That's a really good question.
So
and while we're on that point, there are all these other shows because our fall lineup is insane. We have so many shows. We're covering over 50 shows in the fall, 150 shows in general. So if you're liking something, if you're watching something, we're covering it here. If we're not, I don't know what kind of weird shit you're watching, but let us know and we will start covering it.
There's a couple.
Absolutely.
There was a show, I know like a lot of fans say, why aren't you doing Elementary? Why aren't you doing, there's like a bunch of shows.
Yeah, there are.
But when you let us know what you want through Twitter or whatever it is, if you let us know, then we're going to start covering
it.
We pick up shows all the time.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Roxy, good company girl.
I got you.
It. Okay, so back to Snooki, Vinny, situation, Gianni. Not in that order. But
yeah.
But we see that. Well, who do you want to talk about first?
Are in
do you want to talk about situation in Snooki?
Oh, in Snooki.
Or do you want to talk about Vinny and Snooki first?
Well, we have to see if we have a Jersey Shore fan over here. Do we watch any episodes?
I watch, but I haven't been able to watch this season.
Well,
I've met all of them though.
Oh wait, really?
I've met all of them. Everyone.
I'm gonna put your mic away from your mouth because it's too loud.
Okay.
That's it. All right. Great. Okay. So that's fine. That's fine. So, wait, you've met them all?
Yes, because when I was managing a gazillion dancers in Vegas the last year and a half, they were the, you know how when they pay somebody to come and host a night, mm-hmm. they all were at my clubs and venues.
And
I met all of them.
Favorite, least favorite.
Yeah, come on.
JWoww was the coolest, the
of
sweetest.
Course.
Really?
She's
yeah.
just like super chill.
Stories, tell us.
I don't have that many. They partied and came and, you know, conquered the club and out they went.
Always the same number of people with them, or did some of them have bigger entourages?
Bodyguards?
No. I didn't really see it. It wasn't a huge entourage at all. Not really. Not with any of them. With the girls, it'd only be like a person or two with them. It really wasn't what you would expect.
Were a lot of random people going up to them at the clubs, just like, OMG!
No, because they were protected.
Oh, okay.
They're insulated.
Meanwhile, Kevin, you could speak on experience as well, hanging out with Ronnie and the Pauly D
guys. What are you talking about?
I know, but why are you acting like you've never hung out with them before?
Okay,
I
mean, wait a second.
You've met
wait
every one of them, too,
Me and Phil were total shy guy nerds. On the side of the VIP section, just on the
they
verge
were
of being
creepers.
Thrown. Total creepers. Yeah,
taking
exactly.
pictures from their phone.
Just ready to get thrown out. No, just heads down, nervous, shady. Just ready to get thrown out on a heartbeat notice. And then you guys were up on the couches, dancing with them, partying with them, reading their texts.
Excuse me, I was bouncing back and forth between nerd corner and table dancing. I would like to say I played a little
did you
spin
really,
time.
You gave us
I
a little time.
I did a little, too. Well, we also did a spin around the club, too. Didn't we walk around a little?
Yeah.
And then we came
I just,
back.
Me and Phil continue to sing the one song that we heard on stage. There was about... I've never seen 40
fuck bitches.
No, it was 40 people on stages. No, I wish, God, Phil's not here tonight. It was one beat kept going of sucking on my dick, my dick, my dick, sucking on my dick.
I was close.
My dick, my dick, and so everyone's hands are up in the air on the stage, just going
like,
eyes half closed. That's right, sucking. Can we guys do it
like
with me?
Hazy.
Hands up, sucking on my dick, my dick, my dick. Second on my dick. And I was just like, I can't believe
it. So weird singing that.
And I did, and that, as Phil, that was all that was going on. And so I do it around the house. And even Maria is like, okay, really, enough.
Okay,
stop it.
Do you really?
No, but then I hear her.
I can't wait till your reality show comes out.
But I do. But by the way, I do it enough. So then she starts doing it without knowing it. Like she's doing the dishes or whatever, and she's like,
swagging around the house.
Stop! She's like, stop, get that out of my mind. But anyway, that was our night. Yeah, it was. So I need to ask, like, what it's like for the cool people.
Oh, who's the cool people?
Oh, stop that, really?
All the cool kids are doing
like,
it.
They're like 18 feet tall, like legs from here to China.
With what? With the cast?
Yeah, like they must have been. It was probably, you know.
They're honest, my honest opinion?
Yes, no.
They were. Very full of themselves, all of them.
Really? Every one of them?
Every one of them.
Yeah,
why
definitely.
Do you say Jenny was the
that.
Coolest?
She just seemed the most down to earth in my brief interaction. Like, you know, chill, cool, wasn't so consumed with being a superstar.
Okay.
In that moment, when I saw her. But overall, in general, because they're like the star for that night, you know, that's right. hosting the event, which is like
whatever.
You know me, those like
you're lame.
I just noticed the difference with Maria. It's like if and when she's done that, it's more about what friends she knows that just she wants to see and party with. And they just quietly go in some corner and
sucking
like party,
on my
have
dick.
Fun, take some pictures with fans.
Yeah,
and
but
go
she
home.
Has a different aura about herself.
Right.
Like, you know, she's respectable, chill probably.
Right.
But these guys are like, they have the biggest heads ever. It was one season and they blew up.
Yeah.
Ronnie, the night we were with him, he just sat there and he was texting Sammy the whole night, right? And then he was arguing because they weren't giving him free drinks.
Yeah.
And he should have been because that was like ridiculous, you know,
yeah.
for a club. Come on, really?
Yeah.
Just throw the guy a few drinks. So what else? Is there anything else that stood out?
No, just that
Come
I was
on.
Like, no, but honestly, my to the owners of the clubs that they were brought into where I was working, my initial reaction about all of them was like, are you effing kidding me? This is who we're bringing in. I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Don't mean to offend anyone. But
none taken.
Yeah.
I'm totally offended. That's my team. I love these guys.
But, you know, you asked my opinion.
But
it's true in some senses.
But they get big numbers.
It's the same
no,
thing
that's
with
why
the new show.
The guy that I worked for was a big marketing dude, and that's why.
Okay,
he
but nothing
in
else.
The
but
numbers.
They couldn't have all been the same. They've got to be like, tell me the difference between Ronnie and Sammy and Vinny. Nothing else to offer me?
I don't have much else to offer
you. May have to just go.
I went home with one of them.
Did you?
Not.
Yes, you did.
No
that's
way.
Awesome.
Give us a scoop.
Not while I'm alive.
You heard it here first on AfterBuzz.
Never.
Okay, you don't have to say anymore, but just show us.
Yeah, Suri Serrano. Who did you? Who are you with?
Never.
Suri Serrano
it would
was?
Never happen.
Never.
Never.
Yes, sir.
So if you had to hook up with one of those guys, who would you hook up with?
She's like,
if it was like life or death.
If it's life or death, she's still saying,
if you're gonna
never.
Die and you could only have sex with Vinny, Paulie, Ronnie,
I will
situation.
Die not having sex.
What if you had to?
I hate hearing that. This is the boys. It's the Jersey Shore.
All right, Kevin, if you had to have one of the girls, who would you pick?
Jenny.
Jenny, yeah.
What is this had to have?
If I I would.
Why is it something you want?
I would be with all of them.
It's
think.
Not something that you would have. Like, it's not something I would just willingly 100% do. But it's not like if you had to. Like,
if there was a gun to your head,
yeah, there's a gun. I'm not gonna. Like,
are you serious? Well, for me, if that would be the only situation.
Yeah, but girls are different.
You would rather have a gun to your. I mean, really?
I wouldn't hook up with it. I don't.
I'm not gonna willingly just hook up with them, but it's not like gun to my head.
No, seriously, they have STDs.
It's
probably.
Like, would
like,
I rather
I don't want
eat?
That shit.
Would I rather eat?
But you might die anyway if the gun's to your head.
Well, it doesn't have to be that severe, guys. It could be like, would I rather eat a pound of like raw meat or have sex with one of them? You know, it's not a gun to my head.
Okay. I don't eat meat and haven't for 20, I don't know, my whole life, basically. And I would literally be sick for days eating meat, and I would rather eat meat. I would never.
See, there you go. I'm with you, sister. For real.
She's such an amazing, shallow supermodel. I love it. I love that. It's a great presence on our show.
You keep right. calling me that.
You are. It's perfect. So, Snooki, let's get back to Snooki not talking to Vinny. We all agree. We get it, right? We get it. She's married. She has a baby coming. And you know what? It's maybe a little disrespectful because she actually really liked him.
Like you're saying, it's the first kind of mature thing she's doing, really. You know what? Mike is bad. He's toxic. And just because he went to rehab and isn't using
Wait, we're talking
anymore...
about Vinny now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Snooki.
Snooki and Vinny first. Yeah. Then we'll talk Snooki Sitch.
Just right over my head. Yeah, I think they should be friends again. I think that she can't. You can't just rule off anybody that you've ever had a past.
But Gianni, it's just. But Gianni, it's always hard for guys, especially since it was fresh. It was just recently, and then also I think she really liked him. And
I
so
agree,
that's
though.
A typical, especially a young guy. A young guy goes, nah, you can't talk to that person anymore.
You mean she really liked Vinny?
Yes.
I agree
with Vinny though that she's just trying to forget about her past, and
yes.
That's impossible. You can't just like. Throw it over your shoulder and pretend it never happened, especially when he's going to be around. He's not going anywhere. He's friends with all your best friends. So she just needs to confront the issue and get it over with. Like, she can't be mature about one situation and not the other.
I see. I've seen so many party girls like that totally try to rewrite their histories. They meet the right guy, and it's like,
re-virginize themselves.
Right. I have a friend like that. Like, she got married and doesn't want him to know about her crazy past.
How fun she was.
Yeah, and so she tries to, like, keep everything under wraps. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't ever go out because she just doesn't want him to, like, find out who she used to be. I think it's the stupidest
thing
in the
world. That's weird because it's like, at that point, you're married. That person should know everything about you.
Yeah, exactly. Weird. But they met, like, after college, and all her best friends are her college friends, so they're always bringing up, like, oh, remember when such and such or this happened?
And she's like, don't
and
say
she's
anything.
Like,
cut it off.
Wait, Kev, you're making the skeptical face. You did the eyebrow lift. What's going on? I can't do it, so.
I did it, too.
What, just about thinking? Staying shady? You just
I
have can't. To, right?
I don't think you necessarily have to tell somebody everything. They don't need to know everything.
But, like, why can't they know you went out and had fun? Who cares if that's not you anymore? Yeah. Like, is it that much of a big deal? I don't know.
Unless
you're going out and lying about
Roxy's
it.
Roxy's had a lot of fun.
That's the only thing.
Roxy's had a lot of fun.
She's always going to have fun, though.
Sorry, do you know that Roxy had her stomach pumped at 14?
I think everybody in the world knows now.
Yeah.
Every episode.
Now everybody knows. Now
everyone knows.
Now
I'm...
Yeah, well, like this.
I have had a lot of fun.
Twice.
I've lived a lot.
But that's why she's like the best host of the show, because she's always been able to call everything these guys are doing, because in essence she's
lived it.
Yeah, she's one of them. She's just more evolved.
more evolved.
And she's younger than all of them. Like, she's an all-star, like prodigy party girl.
Okay, well, that's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
Thank you That's what I do.
Thank you.
By the way, so and but Suri, like, I think you're a closet whore. That's what I have you as.
Oh my God, what did I walk into?
Well, you came into the Jersey Shore.
Didn't you hear her? She doesn't eat meat.
So that means closet whore?
No.
Listen, she, Suri.
It's the meat eaters.
Oh, the meat eaters are bigger whores?
Yeah, the vegetarians don't like that meat.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay,
can I counter?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I always say, here's a couple of criteria for where I think a girl's good in bed. They dress well. They're good dancers.
Yeah, definitely the dancer one. Yeah.
They're batshit crazy. So I've been telling Suri, just like just making my inappropriate comments here at AfterBuzz as we like cross paths doing different shows, and I'm noticing she actually is crazy, and I'm like, that's awesome.
The good crazy.
So she's a dancer. She's crazy, and she dresses well. I'm like, I bet just unbelievable in bed.
And a gymnast.
No, that's like, forget it. That's off the chart. That's done. Right?
I didn't say she wasn't good in bed. I just said I didn't think she was a whore.
Thank you.
That's what
Thank
she
you,
said.
My newfound friend.
Right. It doesn't necessarily mean whore.
Right.
That's right.
But
I'll give you good in bed.
There could be different definitions of whore.
But dancers are physical and so passionate. Lots of whores.
But are we saying
awesome.
Whore in the sense that the person sleeps around a whore, like she just gives it to you in bed?
I don't know. I'm happy with either one.
You can be a whore with multiple guys or a whore with the guy.
And by the way,
right.
Yeah,
exactly. That's okay.
I like that.
That one's
funny.
Okay.
I would like to start a campaign to raise awareness for taking the... Why can't we take the ugliness out of the word whore? I think it's one...
I was clarifying for the audience what you were meaning.
It's a good word.
It's a compliment.
Because I definitely take care of my man in bed, whoever that...
I just think...
I have a man.
I just think it's a lot... You just like to have fun. That's all.
I do.
Yeah.
What's a better word for it? Like, dirty? Is it dirty? I don't know.
Slutty?
Interesting.
Nasty?
Interesting. You're very interesting
in bed.
You're
interesting in bed. Yeah, see?
I don't know if I'd take it as a compliment.
I didn't want someone to say that to me.
You're intriguing. Oh, by the way, okay.
Yeah, interesting. I'm not sure what that means.
For the boys. Okay, guys. Listen.
That was interesting.
Jersey Shore question.
Yeah.
For the boys, on males on Jersey Shore, who's the best in bed? I'm going around the table.
Polly.
Jessica?
Polly.
Polly? Yeah? Suri?
None of them.
Interesting. Martin, you just laughed from the booth. Why?
Because Suri very much hates the Jersey Shore. And
I don't hate
there.
It.
Oh,
I don't hate
you know
it.
Why? One of them has
hater.
To be good at
you know
bed,
what?
Don't
you're,
they?
Listen, here's the thing. You're like me because you want to be them. So don't be in denial about it. Just be like me and be honest and
Kevin
idolize them.
Kevin is seriously living vicariously
just wish
through
I could
show.
Be them.
Like, he wants to be
my
them
next life.
So bad.
You're not as cool as them. It bothers you.
I'm so not as cool as them.
I know.
So I think you're cool, K-Well.
Okay,
well.
Okay, so awesome. Who do you guys think for the girls?
I was J-Well. Just thinking about that. I would have said J-Well, but she doesn't have sex. Remember, she won't sleep with Roger, so I'm saying Sammy.
I would have thought that it would have been JWoww back in the day in her prime. Mm-hmm. And now I want to say either Snooki or Dina.
Dina's going to try crazy. The hardest. And she's going to try the hardest.
But that's the worst part. She's going to be trying too hard the whole time.
I'm giving it to Sammy. She's batshit too.
She is, but she's also seems kind of conservative.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Ronnie keeps Sammy's going like, back for something.
But at night, but she flips
lady
the
in
switch.
The street, but the freak in the bed.
She's
you know?
Freaking the bed. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Sammy might be selfish with that. You don't think so? Because she is like me. I feel like she'd be like about herself. You don't think so?
I don't know.
Well, we had a couple
Let's
of regular. So I already told you guys about whores,
yeah, right?
And who's good at bed? So I'll tell
Let
you something
us know
else.
Your
Rate yourself on a 1 to 10.
The other hard thing is. When people become famous, become stars, guy or girl, it just becomes so much about them that their performance level just goes down.
But do you know that sex actually enhances your performance? Like if you are competing in something, studies have been shown, if you have if you're in a show or if you
really?
Are an athlete and you're running,
no, but athletes,
if you have sex,
it makes you happier.
It's supposed to go the other way
no.
around. For athletics,
have,
it's supposed to,
no.
it's an old thing that it weakens
yeah,
your legs.
Yeah, they used to always
no,
say that.
No, I'm telling you, studies came out. I was reading
it weakens your legs?
Yes.
No, I did a project on it. With you're supposed to 24 hours before have sex.
Women weaken legs.
Yeah,
all right,
I would
but
think
that,
you'd be tired.
How does it weaken your legs?
Because you just lose your strength. It's a saying. So in boxing or baseball or whatever, you know, you get tired. Women
what if you just keep your legs relaxed?
I'm just
well,
saying.
You mean, you're dead face okay. on the bottom.
Moving on to,
that's a
listen, now let's talk about Situation and Snooki. I still think he's deluded. He antagonized her a lot with their past, and I can totally see why she doesn't want to talk to him. And I loved her comment saying, "I don't need drama with having a baby." I thought it was the most mature thing she's said ever in six seasons.
I still don't know the story to that.
But even regardless of the story, he antagonized her.
I still wish she would have just admitted it, though.
But what was the purpose?
Yeah, I want to know what actually went down so I could side with somebody.
I mean, is he a girl?
Why,
like, what was the purpose? I mean, I get where girls, if a guy does it, where the girl goes, you have to tell the truth and you have to own up.
He wasn't
a guy,
in his right mind.
True. So then apologize. Then he should just apologize and say,
that's
I
what
don't.
I've said.
But I thought
beginning.
That's what he did in the very first episode. Didn't he apologize to everyone?
From the beginning of this very season, I've said all he had to do was come out on national television and say, it never happened. Even though we know it happened, all he had to say was, I was drugged out, I made it up.
Because, that would be the best.
Because that's all he has to say. Make yourself look like the jackass because you know what? You did break her trust. You shouldn't have completely blown her up like that. Like, you threw her so much shade, it wasn't fair.
Yeah.
And so just come out and say, I lied. And people will still know you didn't lie. It's still, but just say it. Just say you lied and she'll be like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. If you actually want to be her friend, just say you lied.
That's he has way too much pride for that. Way
is it
too much.
Pride? Is it sickness? Or is it the fact that, and I've said this before, he's admitted to it, part of his job is to make good TV.
Ding, 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 ding.
So he knows it's good TV to hold back, to work the room, talking about Paula, which we'll talk about he and Paula. But is that part of his shtick?
No, because this whole season he hasn't been making good TV. Please, he broke up with Paula in like the nicest way possible.
Oh my gosh, and then like kissed her 10 times.
Let's
all right,
be real.
So we're going to move on to Paula's situation and GTB.
Okay, well, I completely disagree just about situation. And it's not as good as it used to be because we're bored of it, but the entire episode tonight was about situation. He got all
he
the
did,
airtime.
I thought he did a good That's job true. Tonight. No, I think it was good. He created some drama. Now, his payoff wasn't as great as we wanted it to be.
Totally, but he is, I don't think he's necessarily making the great TV, but I definitely think he's trying. And he did get all the airtime.
I mean, I think he's trying to make shit up to make it interesting, but then he doesn't, like, produce. He doesn't come out, like, with anything good.
Even with the whole Paula situation, he was like, shit, now I have to do what I've been saying I was going to do. Because he wanted to, like, back out, and he talked so much about it to everyone and bragged about it and, like, played Mr. Tough Guy.
I think what was more underwhelming was her reaction, which to me was like, I'm still going to be with you. And I'm still going to be on TV, so I'm okay.
I don't even agree with that because you know
what if she started bawling and made a scene? Then it would have been a great
ending.
It wasn't
just her, though. It was because he was so nice about it and trying to ease over that he was dumping her.
But she didn't even fight for it. She wasn't even like, wait, what happened? What did I do wrong?
She's stupid. She just is like going to become a friends with benefits I'm being used, girl. Guys, like, that's what she's doing.
Which is awesome.
And that's exactly what he said. Like, awesome. For him to be like, let's go back
Roxy?
To the way we were.
Rookie,
guys, no. On the phone, even before, when she knew he was going to end things, she goes, please give me one more chance. Let me make this right. She hadn't done anything wrong. It's pathetic. Obviously, it's about the fame. She obviously actually really does have feelings for him. But it's about the fame. It's about the money. It's about the comfort. And you know what? She thought this through. She's a little smarter than I gave her credit for. She realized if she blew this up and she made herself undesirable in this moment and was crying and was disgusting, was like, I'm never going to be with you again, he would have walked right out and found somebody else. And he would have picked somebody else up on the street on the walk back right. to the car. But instead, she was like, that's fine, honey. Do your thing. And that made him want her a little more. And then they had that moment. It's completely 100% planned in her head. How do I make it so that he still wants me?
All right. Well, speaking about the fame now, why do we think Gianni doesn't show up on the season? And why is it such a big deal?
I think he's kind of a dick, you guys. I mean, that's a real... And by the way, kudos to Ronnie.
Yeah,
I thought that was one of the greatest moments of Ronnie just being like kind of a big brother and saying, you know what, this really isn't right. I would be there for you, Sammy. And he even said all the other guys, we know the situation probably wouldn't, but all the other guys would be there for their pregnant girlfriends or significant others. And I loved Ronnie for that. And I've always said at the end of the day, these are six nice kids. I'm sorry, Suri, to say that, but I've always said, unlike
the
other...
when you say six...
The cast on the show.
Oh, everybody on the show.
I've always said deep down they're nice kids at their core.
It's just, eight of them.
It's just gotten polluted, isn't
all
it?
All of them.
Yeah, I was just wondering who the two you weren't including
were. I was just thinking there were six. There are eight?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we got four boys, MVP plus Ronnie,
right.
and then four girls.
Oh, it is eight. Okay, yeah, all of it, eight of them, except Angelina, who we're going to see next week.
Yay.
she makes nine.
But yeah, but she's not nice. But I think the eight of them are nice kids deep down. And it was just nice to see that moment. And I think with Gianni, I think he's just being a young male brat slash dick.
I mean, I can't believe he has a kid coming. And it's like the month of or the month before
right.
the baby's
right.
due. And
it's
he's
about
not
UFC
with his
fights
wife or
and
fiance.
It, right. And he's
and she even has her own place. So it's not that he has to be at the Shore House all the time. She has her own place, so why isn't he staying there?
Exactly. What if she needs something or something happens in the middle of the night? She has nobody there but a camera crew.
Is this production coming through and being like, no? No, we're not going to let
I don't think
I
so.
Don't
I think
so.
They'd
no.
want him on camera, if anything.
Right. And he could stand his ground.
To make her storyline more interesting.
Yeah, but if you think of it that way, he was on the J-Wild and Snooki show.
Not a lot, though.
Oh, really?
But
he was on, but I mean...
But by the way, Hightenhouse just sad. Her was just still being funny with the penguin. She had her little balloon. And then just on the little like ride
I feel like
alone.
They told her, get out of bed. Like, you need to do something. Because,
I know. Like
what
her storylines are
doing?
Struggling.
Yeah.
She's probably going stir crazy, guys. I mean, she's in this house. We see that she didn't go out to dinner with the people. I didn't know whether she had the event with JWoww, like you were saying, KWoww. JWoww clearly had an event because she had her hair and makeup all done up and she didn't go to dinner with the rest of the cast. So maybe Snooki was out with her. I don't know, but she clearly separated herself and we see this moment where she's talking with JWoww today about why she did that. Right. Do we want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
So she's talking about how she feels like she can't the only person she can talk to is JWoww because nobody else is pregnant. Nobody knows what she's going through. And she feels like she's just bitching and moping all the time. So maybe that's why she's in her house. And she probably didn't want to be on this season. She's sick. She's tired. She says she feels like vomiting. She's pregnant. But
right.
you can't turn down these paychecks.
No.
Mm-hmm. And this is her job. So maybe she had some sort of deal with Gianni and she was like, stay out of the limelight. I'm going to try to be in it as little as possible. We don't know.
I don't
and
think
she's
so.
Super
I,
no, because he can
pregnant.
Still be in that house.
He just seems
maybe
like
not.
A just that bratty male guy that like in his 20s. That's what they do.
If I ever interview him, I'm going to ask him, where were you during the taping of Jersey Shore last season? Seriously,
it.
I want to know.
You'll get to the bottom of it.
I want
to
know.
Sassy Gabby.
Detective Sassy.
GTB. Does that, I was thinking as I wrote down, is that something that, but is it something that sticks? Are we? Where is that? Like, does that catchphrase?
It no. could be just break up and then.
But
people,
does it? No.
Guys
does it carry?
It.
Does it carry on yeah. like GTL did?
No, of course not. But what did carry on for me was SnookWoww.
Yeah,
I love that Polly called them SnookWoww tonight.
They said that a couple times tonight.
Yeah, it was the first time I heard that. GTB. No, we're gonna lose it next week.
gone. GTV.
I think we might, but I don't know if the kids in Long Island will.
Well, that's what I mean. But that's what I'm asking. So do you think it will stick?
I think that there's those Guido wannabes that are just, you know, living vicariously like you through the show.
But there's all, there's under half of the original audience living vicariously like me now.
I mean, trust me. 2.4. If you can find a Gianni and whoever else that just wants the limelight, there's tons of them in Long Island.
But they still are watching and they would love the, they're still going to say to themselves, I'm going to GTV tonight.
Yeah, because they're posers.
I don't know.
I'm going to GTV
tonight. I just don't know if they're, I don't feel like it's as relevant anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah.
By the way, so, I don't think the baby shower is going to be, I think it's a 99 cent store baby shower. That's what it looked like to me.
They were just grabbing everything in sight at the baby store.
But guys, it is a sweet thing. Clearly, JWoww really cares about Sungkyung. We hear that she's going to be
Godmother. Which I love.
That's cute.
And by the way, Sammy's eyes lit up because I've said this from the beginning. That girl is just all about renting videos, going to the batting cages. She is not the club girl. So she loves the idea.
Oh my God. We see in tonight's episode, her and Dina were both like, we can't wait till we're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just want to be pregnant.
They're all going to be like one after the other.
Yeah, they're going to drop pregnant, like flies.
Married. Like, I mean, because we already have Snooki and now JWoww is engaged.
Wow. Sammy and Ronnie live with each other now.
Sammy and Ronnie live together. Dina has a serious boyfriend. Like, all the girls are on that
show. You know, before we go to news and gossip, it's just they're all just so tired. Mm-hmm. They're all so tired. And I always say the city people just age so much faster than regular people.
They're not city people.
They're people.
They're
island country folk.
Island people are different from New York City. Island people depend on their parents.
I don't mean New York City. I mean they're not from little towns. They're not from little...
Anyone from like a Long Island, a New Jersey, Staten Island, they all depend on their families. You've even said Italians stay with their parents forever. They're not independent.
You're missing my point. They start partying very young, like from 13. They're smoking, they're drinking, they're having sex. And by the time they're 21, 22, they're like 40 or 45.
No, not the people
absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely. Really?
New York City, yes.
Look
not
at these.
Long Island
no
or
way.
New Jersey.
They're all those people. I know so.
Let's do a poll. Okay, all our fans out there on YouTube and iTunes, please comment and
they're just going to stick up you because they hate me.
Yeah, right, Kevin. Let us know what you think at home and we'll see who was right. Kevin.
I completely agree with KWoww on this one that city people, I mean, it's live hard.
I said that's city it. People. City and the island are different.
He's saying city people.
Yeah, well, city as in
he's not
he's
saying
thinking.
As in New York
I'm not
City.
Even, I'm not saying. Even talking about a region, guys. I'm talking about a type of personality. Even if you're from New Jersey, you know there's the people that live right over the bridge that are going into the city every single night, starting at age 14, every single night. And I have a million friends like
and
that.
And I know
and
friends
the
from little from
and the,
right
and the smoking and the and it's not that I'm not.
But they
even
haven't
one
gotten
them.
Over it at 21 though. They're still doing it.
Still doing it, but they've lost their steam. It's just like in Hollywood, the people that are like 35, 40, 45, the clubs were the ones like Phil, who were like working 7 days a week when they were at that age.
Yeah.
You know, now they're like, they've got all the energy in the world. They're like, you know, they're like shot out of a cannon. Whereas, anyway.
I mean, I'm 24 and all my friends from Long Island and the people I know in New Jersey do not look old and they're still doing the same
Jewish,
shit they were doing 10 years
different
ago.
Scam.
It's not just Jewish, you guys are it's above Jewish the law. And Italian. It's the same
nope,
thing.
No, they're above the law. See the laughing in the back room. No, you guys.
Us Jews are above the law.
Yeah, above the law. You guys aren't civilians.
Yeah, but there's more than just
chosen
Jewish
race. Chosen race. It's different. Okay, news and gossip, please.
All right, well, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but MTV has officially announced that Vinny is jumping on the spinoff train. He's getting his own show titled The Show with Vinny. It's going to combine...
So original.
I know, so clever, right? It's going to combine the reality of Vinny's home life with off-the-cuff and unscripted interviews with stars over to break bread. The show will also feature characters from Vinny's personal life, like his mom, who you always see on Jersey Shore, and his famous Uncle Nino, who's always the big party animal. And apparently, celebrities are going to let their guard down and sit down and have a meal with Vinny with candid conversation about whatever comes up and just commentary from Vinny and all of his loved ones at home.
All right, let's go.
What do you guys think about
this? Let's go right around the table. Suri, we're going to start with you. Is this going to succeed?
No.
No. Okay. And...
for A, what celebrities are gonna is he gonna sit down with? And B, like that just it just sounds like a load of
all right, matzo balls.
Yeah, they talk up the celebrity thing with who they're gonna get on that show, and I don't think they're gonna be able to get that A list group. They're gonna get the D list people.
And they're saying like big stars, like
I mean, I'm not sure how interesting that's going to be, because who's going to take well to being on a Jersey Shore spinoff show that's like an actual like person?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think the problem is going to be getting celebrities. I think that they'll be able to get some good people, actually. I just think that, first of all, he's not, I don't think he's good enough to have his own show. It's not even like a The View type situation where there's four people. I don't think he can carry his own talk show, period, end of sentence. So I think the celebrities, the rate of them will decline because people are not going to want to go on it. But I think at the beginning, he'll be okay. The whole meal concept, I don't understand. What kind of celebrity wants to be never eating
on TV. Right.
On TV?
With messy food, no.
No.
They'll be like, salad, like Italian.
Roxy
like,
is so messy, smart. Yeah.
It's not a good concept. So I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking on this one, but I mean, I guess we'll watch to see.
Rox, you've advised me on everything in my life. No, you just totally hit every point on the head that I would have thought of for TV. Why this wouldn't work.
Salad in the teeth,
and baby. And also
spaghetti
like,
in the teeth. Like, yes, not spaghetti even salad, and sauce. Like meatballs.
Salad's the alternative.
But every time we've experimented with we're doing the show out of someone's apartment or someone's house, this has never worked.
Yeah.
It's never worked. No. See.
And I agree that, first off, I don't think that Vinny can carry his own show, but to help him are his mom and his Uncle Vinny. Like, his Uncle Nino. I could barely take Vinny seriously, let alone Uncle Nino, who's, right. like, getting lap dances and whatever.
All right, we got a lot of news. Let's get to the next one.
Okay, so...
Wait, Kevin didn't give his perspective.
No, I'm right with Roxy. Everything Roxy said.
You agree
said.
With her? Okay.
100%.
This makes me super sad, but the final episode of Jersey Shore is December 13th. So, of course, now they're doing a ton of interviews, trying to get in the limelight. Everyone's asking them what's next. What's up?
That's just going to be such a hit for us that week is when Gossip Girl season finale and this are...
And 5 days after our Christmas party.
Yeah,
I'll still be hungover.
Depressed.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be. No, we'll be drunk instead. We got to drink
sad.
For the finale.
Have
Come
to.
On.
Oh, for sure.
We have to. We'll do like a little cheers, maybe it's champagne.
But you know what, though, you guys, I've told you from the beginning, Roxy. I said like that's gonna be this last episode gonna be so depressing. I told her this months ago, and she was like, "What?" Because you know, when you're under 25, like she is, the whole world bright. When you get older,
I'm
you realize
it a little,
it's sad. You know, because this is our first episode. It's the first show we ever did after Buzz. Me and Roxy, first show of the entire network was Jersey Shore. And to say goodbye to this and goodbye to Roxy, I'm going to be sad. And goodbye to you guys.
Aww.
It's really going to bump me out. I love my Thursday
night. It's going to bump me out because this is like my favorite show. And I don't know what else I have after this.
We're going to figure
I'm
something
scared.
Out.
Yeah, seriously.
I know, but what else can we do where we can be like thoughtless? Where we can just
it
drink.
It has to be like another other, crazy yeah. reality
whenever,
show.
Yeah. Whenever that VH1 show comes out.
No, yours, though, you know we're blowing
yeah,
up.
For yeah, real. Oh my God.
We have to be that 18.
Oh, this we're going to...
Oh, duh.
No,
oh,
yeah. Roxy, you you're on the guest
Don't
couch.
You got it, baby.
No, Rox, you're on the guest couch.
I know.
Oh, you're God. The star.
We're going to be in-studio guests every weekend. Yep. I mean, every week.
Oh, don't. Oh, so God. Sad. I keep going.
So, yeah, everyone is asking them what's next, which I thought was interesting because we keep asking each other that. Mike admits, quote, I can't be the situation forever. But, of course, he hopes to milk his fame for a little bit longer. You know, he has his comic book, but he's also hoping to get some more endorsements and branding deals. Obviously, we know what Pauly D's up to. He's on 50 Cent's label. But he's also DJing for Britney Spears' wedding. And he is expected to partner with 50 Cent in a line of headphones. Snooki is working on building her empire. She has Snooki Couture, her second line of perfume. But apparently she wants to get into the music industry. She says, quote, my parents, they're just trying to get everything out of this moment and they want to have a family business. So we started Team Snooki Music. We're just trying to make a living so my kids can go to college and they don't have to worry about anything. You have to plan. And she also says she wants to get her own talk show, like a Chelsea Handler-esque type of deal.
She could hold that.
Yeah, that. For sure. That could work.
That could work. But wait, is she singing or she has a label or what's Team Snooki Music?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Like, sounds like a music label.
Yeah,
to
let's
me.
Scratch that idea. I think that's open. The family can open a pizza shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it would get more. No joke. That would make more money.
It would
money.
Make way more money and be more solid. But I do. The idea of her in a talk show all depends on how it's produced. Can she listen? You know,
that's
I mean,
true.
Ask the right questions. But she's got
can.
The best shot.
She could hold it down.
Totally. Well, JWoww wants to trade her on-camera fame for behind-the-scenes. She says that she wants to start producing, and that she's been following producers and executive producers on MTV to kind of shadow them and whatnot. And she has her sights set on a show about bullying and a makeover show.
I mean, that's the smartest thing I've heard that somebody wants to do so far. Producing, produce your own shit, and then you're not going to be out of work.
Exactly.
Although, I don't understand where the bullying and makeover come. Is that one show?
Two different shows.
She wants to do a makeover show where she helps boys and girls like rebuild their confidence, and then she wants to do a bullying show where she just really digs deep into what goes on, how people get bullied, how they're affected, and
what can we do to, you know what, I know I'm like too early with this one, so I'm always ahead of the curve, but I think that I want to throw out some bully love. I'm starting to feel like the bullies are getting bullied, and no one's taking up for them.
The bullies are getting bullied.
And I'm starting to feel bad for my bullies.
Can I say something? I think that a lot of times people bully also, especially when you're older and you bully, it's because you were bullied at one point. That's also another thing.
So the bullies like are getting Taylor bullied because they were bullied.
Yeah, think of everyone from Ellen to Perez Hilton. It's just everyone, there's such an anti-bully campaign that I just feel like there should be someone representing the bullies, the pro-bully campaign.
Ha ha ha.
No, I mean it. Right.
I'm with you, Kay. Well,
by the way, because listen, look, these people get bullied. Okay, we get a couple people kill themselves. Let's not talk about them. But let's talk about the other ones. They get beat up in a good way, and then they overcome, and they become great people later in life.
Oh, my gosh. I was bullied.
See? And look at you now. Right?
Let's keep
just dancer supermodel could care less about anybody.
Well,
right?
Because
you were bullied.
Team bully shirts. I'm going to make team bully.
Anyway, okay.
For Kevin.
Find more reasons for you.
So Dina doesn't think that her previous career as a dental assistant is in the cards anymore because she says the show has tainted her reputation, not improved it. So we'll see what she's up to.
She's right about that. Once you're that famous.
Go back to normal life.
Going back to civilian life. That's why I always say save your money, diversify. You know, from what all the other ones are saying, at least they're trying other projects. It's so important because once you get that level of fame, it's over. Like, I'm one of the few people that actually, I felt so bad for Gary Coleman, you know, because he was permanently branded. No matter where he went, no matter what he did, he could never be a security guard or an insurance broker ever because it was always, oh, you're that guy. You're Gary Coleman. Oh, you know, what you talking about, Willis? It's so... You need to make enough money, or save enough money.
What you talking about, Willis?
Right. So you don't have to be involved with, I mean, God, the girl from Happy Days, I just read, like, is now homeless.
Yeah, I read that, she's, like, going crazy, like, trying to break into her mother-in-law's house and all this stuff.
I keep going back to the other shows that we cover, but if you watch The Challenge this week, there's a girl on the show who's homeless right now, and she's like, I've got to win this because I'm homeless.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah, once you're on The Real World and things like that, if you got to keep working, or if you just let your money go.
I think it's easier for them to work.
It's easier for them
because
they're not as famous, but this show is worldwide, you know?
I think Dean is going to have the biggest problem with that.
I agree.
Because is she going to do, really?
Well, the interesting thing about this article is that the only people that weren't interviewed were Vinny, who we already know he has lots coming to him, but Sammy and Ronnie weren't interviewed.
Well, they're going to have
they're the ones that we worry about the most.
But they're getting a show, right? We talked... They're getting a show.
They are getting
Sammy
a show.
Sammy and Ronnie?
I heard that, they're working on getting a reality show.
Well, they also have their own lines, and, like, Ron Juice, she has a fitness line. So she has some stuff going on, but, like, Dina doesn't have anything.
Nothing.
And, K-Well, didn't you say that when we were talking to Ronnie, he was like, I got six businesses in the back.
Right. He's like, I'm not a reality star. I could care less about that. He goes, I have six different businesses. Mm. Blah, 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 blah. So...
Well, last but not least, apparently MTV is so over Roxy's girl, Angelina.
Wow.
She tells TMZ that she reached out multiple times to participate in the Restore the Shore effort, which we saw came on tonight on MTV for Hurricane Sandy. And her friends and her neighbors were affected very badly by the storm, and she wanted to help out, but MTV blew her off.
I'm really surprised by that.
You're being facetious.
That's messed up, actually.
No, I mean, I know that she walked out on it, but I'm surprised that she wanted to help, and they said no.
Because I just think she's... old news, and MTV's always...
Who cares?
But MTV, you guys,
it's
is
for
all...
relief. Like,
MTV is about the now and the future.
Ew,
they never go
disgusting.
Backwards.
I don't disagree with their decision. No. I'm just surprised that
they would do that? They've always been like that, Roxy.
Interesting.
No, they're... Mike,
it's like
my
for
God.
The greater good, though. It's so sad that it has
know,
to be like that.
No, but that's
she
MTV.
Was using it as a. She was using it for fame. She was
of
not.
Course.
Using
but
it for
she's all
good.
Trouble. Like
or she
every
just
time
donated.
She
donated.
Yeah. Great point.
Every
who cares
time she
what
comes
she's using it for?
Scene.
If she's donating, it's going for a greater good.
Yeah, but you just Jessica just made a great point. She's just darkness. I think she just brings a lot of trouble. And
I think she just doesn't know what to do next. That's her
exactly.
problem.
She's desperate for some attention.
Oh, right.
Not
I
that
mean,
she's dark. She has nothing going for
we
her.
We hung with her a little bit
oh my
in
God,
Vegas.
She's right now, apparently, she's working on something for Oprah, and she has a movie coming
for
out
Oprah.
And a TV show.
I don't know about
and she was
that.
Doing a celebrity rehab
Oprah.
Test
yeah,
type thing
yeah,
and is close with...
No.
Triple X.
Oprah's never even interviewed the Jersey Shore castmates.
Yeah.
Why would
let
she
alone Angelina.
The good, okay.
I'm just throwing out what she said in the interview that I did.
Okay, let's segue quickly to predictions. So we get two more minutes.
Now, okay. You're after Buzz. So what do we see here? We see that Gianni needs to be there more, and people are finally going to call him out for it.
Right.
We have the baby shower.
Right.
And I don't know, was he late
no, there's,
or something?
And there's some good drama we're going to see.
And then we see that there's yeah. Angelina.
But that's the big thing. Now,
and
so would you think...
No, J-Wow looks pissed.
Do you think they're going to tease... Angelina, and at the end it'll be the credits rolling
through
until
the
loud.
Next.
Yes, absolutely.
Wait, is it even coming on next week? Is this in 2 weeks?
Yeah, they're not going to do a Thanksgiving episode. No way.
Yeah, it's on Thanksgiving.
So now we have to wait.
Really,
two
I'm going to be here doing it.
Of anticipation.
No, I don't think that there
no,
will
I'll
be.
Here.
Probably not going to air.
I'm going to broadcast alone. I'm going to come.
No, I'll come in and do it with you. I don't think it's going to be on.
I don't think it's airing on Thanksgiving night.
That's what we're saying.
But Kevin, I'll come eat turkey here with you if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, let's do
oh
it.
Oh my God, Kevin, you're so funny.
Wait, okay, we also have your birthday coming up, Kev.
We do next month.
Woo!
December 22nd. Actually, I'm going to cry on my birthday. Another year older.
Wait, is it going to be in New York like last year?
I'll be in New York on my birthday.
You're just the youngest looking person, though, so
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That's good.
You look like a baby.
She does.
That's good.
She's
baby
a little
face.
She's our matzo ball. Okay, so wait, how do we find you guys?
Hard.
Wait, we should get into how we find you.
Okay.
Find me on Twitter at I am Jessica King,
at Roxy Stryer,
at Gabrielle _ Loren,
and our special surprise dancer guest at Suri Serrano.
Correct.
Surisano. Nice. Okay, you guys. Wow, it's getting to be that time. Three more episodes, maybe, and then also, but we'll have you know they'll stretch out a couple of reunions, so even that will be anticlimactic for us. So we have even that.
And
so
don't forget about iTunes, because we need that.
Yeah, please,
we
please.
We need that, baby.
I think we're going to get a lot of negative comments from tonight once again.
I know,
how
I know.
Exciting.
It's always negative.
Always negative. Yeah, with me,
we're negative,
it is.
Too. It's okay.
There was some good dancing.
What? We had good dancing? Yeah, but
yeah,
it's my fault.
And some really exciting
okay.
news.
I think I got to turn the reins over to Roxy. The Lex 3 shows,
no.
Roxy should host.
I think we're all great.
Huh?
Oh,
we're a great team.
We're a good team. I don't even see a host.
Okay,
all
right. While we go out, sucking on my dick.
Dick. My dick.
My dick.
My dick.
My
sucking on my dick. My dick.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Budge your letter, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.